Welcome to the Winston Awards, as Radio Free Pro Wrestling celebrates the best and the worst in pro wrestling in the last year.
Merry Christmas from everybody here at Radio Free Professional Wrestling. Yes, it's our Christmas Day tradition. It's the 2023 Winston Awards. It's the one time of the year we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the past 365 days of professional wrestling. And no, I couldn't do this by myself. Yes, I'm Sean, but I'm no miracle worker. I got two elves with me. First, from Peterborough, England, the return of Sir David the Smart Mark. And of course, the other half of the stunning and groovy era is Ashley. Guys, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't complain.
How are you doing, David?
You were splendid this afternoon. And ACCT shirt, and always good to see. And Sean, you've got to keep that beard. I'm cloning less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, so next time you hear David on this show, he'll be live here in wonderful Knoxville, Tennessee. And more about that to come on Radio Free for Fresh Wrestling. But let's go ahead. No time but the present to talk about our first award of the evening. And I'm going to Breakout Male Performer of the Year. David, I might surprise you with my pick. Do you want me to go first?
Mike, sure, shut now.
Okay. So me and Ashley have been talking about this gentleman for the last 3 months as he started this year in AEW and they let his contract run out. Then he went over to NXT, got signed. My male breakout performer of 2023 is the former Brian Pillman Jr., now known as Lexus Kane in NXT. Who knew that all he needed was somebody to believe in him, give it a little structure, and put a little hustle behind that muscle, and voila.
Yeah, good point. I can't argue with that. That's me.
No, I mean, good choice.
They got out with said book.
Okay, Ashley, we're over to you. Who is your male breakout performer of the year?
This is honestly the one category that I have about four different names written here, and I didn't know who I was going to go with. I was like, I'll pick one when we get here. And now we're here right off the bat. Not much time to put more thought into it. But I think with the four names I have written here, I might go with Yoda Tsuji. Really kind of coming into his own with Los Ingobernables in New Japan, putting on some really great matches and kind of finding his footing with his like character and his look and, you know, like his style. And I think he's going to be have a really great 2024 coming up.
That's a very interesting choice, and I just love the fact that we're going so international here on our very first pick.
Thank you. I had four. This is the one category I have four names, and I was like, I don't know who to go with, but he just stood out to me, like, finding his place, finding his character, his look, plus the quality of matches he's had along the way.
David, who is your 2023 male breakout performer of the year?
That would be a guy who's just until recently held the ICW World Heavyweight Championship and done it well in the dying company, a company that sold out thousands of tickets in the Glasgow Hydra. Unfortunately, it's now down the food. However, the guy I'm picking, I've watched from the beginning of his career, and he's a guy called Aaron Hecto. And unfortunately, he's just recently given up the ICW World Heavyweight title. But he has been absolutely brilliant as a heel champion, keeping them afloat.
Yes, it has been a very challenging year for ICW coming out of the pandemic era that we were in for a while and professional wrestling in the UK.
Yeah, very much so.
Good. Who is your female breakout star 2023?
Yeah, it's Rhea. Again, I'm going homegrown. Homegrown team. She looks like an athletic Nia Jax, if you've not seen that. But she is double tough. She really is nails. She's currently holds both the ICW and Progress ladies titles, and she's also doing well in Rev Pro. If this woman doesn't end up at NXT, I pray if she comes over to the States, she will get picked up by someone, even if she starts by TNA or Impact or now, whatever it's decided that name is this week, going into the year. See, well, yeah, but I have to say that's improved, but we'll come on to that. And she is brilliant. And if you tell me about her, I haven't seen much of her work, which, you know, I would understand. Totally. Look, R-H-I-O, UK-based female wrestler. She's awesome. Absolutely.
Okay, Ashley, who is your female breakout performer for 2023?
I went with AEW's Julia Hart. I feel like she's kind of had all the pieces in ring. We kind of even saw it with her cheerleader gimmick when she was paired up with formerly Brian Pillman Jr. and Griff Garrison. But finding her character with the House of Black this year and kind of becoming almost the head of the House of Black on her own has been quite the turnaround from her kind of mild-mannered character she had beforehand.
Okay, this is going to be a 2 out of 3 pick here because my female breakout performer of 2023 is also Julia Hart. And it's the simple fact that 365 days ago, if you asked me, I was going to pick this lady to be the breakout performer of 2023, I would have said, are you drinking? Are you crazy? There's no way on this planet I'm going to let Julia Hart have this award. But with the work of her over the last 365 days inside the House of Black, being surrounded by Tommy Ann, Buddy Murphy, Brody King, all that influence has got to her. And oh my God, she's just took it off like a rocket ship.
Yeah, great choice, guys. It seems though, to me, it's just in the last 3 months that she's suddenly come to attention, real come to attention. It's a fair choice.
You know, she's this year's Britt Baker. I mean, like, really, yeah. From the ground up, she's just like Britt Baker.
I could see that.
Okay, guys, we're staying on the good side here. We're going to Best Promo Male in 2023. Now, normally, David, me, you, this is the MJF award. We always kind of pick MJF, but I'm going to be different this year because Ashley's, whose house is this? It's Swerve Swetland's house. I'm going Swerve Swetland as my promo 2023.
Great choice.
Who's your best promo male 2023, Ashley?
All right. So my best promo male is somebody who I always love their promos, always intense, always believable, always passionate. My man, the Mad King, Eddie Kingston.
You're on point.
I love Collision right now because every Saturday night they start with him doing a promo like, oh my God, we're doing this again? Can I just not just wrestle? And this is this ace of having to do this. It's so great.
Yeah, love him. He's always so passionate and so believable when he speaks. He's always got my attention when he's on screen with a microphone in his hand. And I just always want to see him. Like, I always want to pay attention when he's got the mic.
Okay, David, who's the best male promo of 2023?
I have to say, actually, I can see why Sean Sapley and brought you in. You're on point. You really are. I'm saying the same company. Honorable mentions for me for Spike Trevay. And to a less degree, LA Knight, I've enjoyed his work this year. But for me, whenever this guy came out, I was just like, go on, say something outrageous. And that's Christian. Christian, I think, has been absolutely wonderful this year. The dead fathers, and I'm going to, the innuendo that I'm going to sleep with your brother still, has just been absolute genius. It gets my attention, and I just, pure entertainment for me.
No, that's also a great choice.
Exactly, Ashley. That's a great choice. Christian has killed it this year. Who would have thought in 2023 that we would be talking about Christian Cage being like one of the pillars of AEW?
Yeah, well, it's almost been there, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, his talent has been there. We've seen it in WWE. We saw it in TNA back in the day. And now he's just kicking it into a new gear. And I don't want this TNT title run to end yet.
No, I don't. No, absolutely. 100%.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on to our next award. And I'm going to flip the coin here. We're going Best Promo Female 2023. Ashley, you want to lead the way?
All right. This was a tough one for me. But when I thought about it, there was somebody who over the past couple of months has found her character that I love so much. And I love all her promos and all her vignettes and all her little backstage things. I love when she's on commentary now, too. And that's Toni Storm. Timeless Toni Storm in these vignettes. And especially like the face-to-face, like sit-down interviews with like Hikaru Shida and stuff. I love it, and I love her, and I love this character, and I just need more of her on my screen and more promo time for Toni Storm.
Ashley, that's an amazing choice, and David, you're going to pass out. I didn't pick Toni Storm as my best female promo of 2023. Let me tell you, my best promo of 2023 female is Rhea Ripley from the WWE. She is the leader of the Judgment Day. She can literally face off against any male performer in the ring on a mic, and I believe it. And sometimes I want to see her wrestle like Seth Rollins or AJ Styles, and she's just had a hell of a year.
Yeah, we've got the band match together again, Mr. Brady. Because I'm Rhea Ripley, 100% from a very small gene pool. I take by everything that I said about Ashley having picked Tony Storm in a positive measure. That is one of the 10 cardinal rules that you never do. I'm only kidding. But yeah, Rhea Ripley for me, thoroughly entertained. There's a cheekiness, there's a mischievousness behind her look, behind her facial. When she's talking to the Howard Cam, there's almost like a wink and a nod in there that, hey, I can say what I like, and I can still kick the 7 miles of crap out of you. Fair play.
Okay, so I'm going to our next category, guys. We're going to break out tag team of 2023. I got a feeling that me and Ashley are going to be on the same page. Ashley, who is your choice for breakout tag team of the year?
So I went with the Guns.
Ashley, great choice. The Guns have totally overproduced this year. When they first appeared on AEW TV, a lot of people, myself included, thought, oh, okay, so Tony did Billy Gunn a favor by bringing his kids along for the ride. Okay, cool. Then they had a few matches. They weren't going anywhere, but they got to team up with Juice Robinson. They got to team up with Jay White. They become one half of Bullet Club Gold, and they become golden because they are my breakout tag team of 2023 because the Guns embraced the hate of the fans. Spin it right back around on them. Now the fans can't get enough of the Gun Brothers. Guns up.
Guns up.
So, David, who is your breakout tag team of 2023? Because I know it's not the Guns.
Yeah, no. I'm going home again. I'm going with Swerve Revenge back up because they're now back west to the Smoky Aces. I love the Smoky Aces, and I think they deserve a bigger platform and deserve to be seen again. Another set of people. They're almost like this year's pretty deadly for me. With a different gimmick.
You know, I feel like the Smoky Guns are a great tag team. If you haven't watched a lot of Progress, you need to go out of your way to watch them wrestle. And yes, I would love to see them in a North American company in 2024. Don't know that will happen, fingers crossed. But yeah, very good choice, David.
Sure.
Okay, guys, let's go over to a category. There's no argument for this category is going to go. Best PLE or pay-per-view of 2023. Who wants to go first?
Actually, she's a lady.
I went with All In. I don't know if it's that much of a shock. Just in terms of the sales of what it did for AEW, the impact and everything, just overall can't be understated, and a hell of a show to boot.
Ashley, great choice. It's also my choice for pay-per-view or PLE of the year. And when this was first announced, everybody was looking at Tony going like, what the hell are you doing? You're doing Wembley Stadium? There's no way you're going to get 30,000 people there. Oh, my beer. They got like 75,000+ into that stadium there in England, and they're going to go back in August again. So, hey, probably wasn't the best quote-unquote pay-per-view of the year, but the crowd and the spectacle that it became made it something special.
Exactly.
The finish with All In, guys, for me, it was always going to sell close to that many tickets for me because there is such a demand for these stars to be over here. And case in point, it's a fruitful point, slightly different for me. I've got no issue with the pair of you picking All In. I totally get it. It was an event. It was a happening, I think, more than anything. But you look at the card and the build-up to the card, and this is what gets forgotten with the crowd. It was just thrown together. It could have been so much better. And Sean and myself discussed it. I was actually disgusted with the card, to be honest. However, the quality of the match has brought it back a little bit to being an event. However, on the similar front, but slightly less of a happening, I went for Money in the Bank because I thought that was a good card from top to bottom. You had the UK influence of the crowd. I mean, LA Knight that night could have gone and taken a dump in the ring and everyone would have cheered. Do you know what I mean? I mean, he could. That night, the only disappointment for me of that card was he didn't win the Money in the Bank, because it was a better quality card from top to bottom than All In. Whereas I totally get where you two are coming.
You know, David, fair point. Money in the Bank was probably the better match-to-match-to-match card for the UK crowd. And honestly, if I was sat here and thought about it for another couple of minutes, I might have spun back around and went with your choice, David. But pretty well played, sir. Pretty well played.
No, yeah, no, it's fair enough points about All In, because, I mean, even AEW had that pay-per-view a week later that I would argue was almost better in terms of, like, match quality and stuff like that. But, like, it felt like there was, like, more thought put into, like, the matches that went onto that card, as opposed to, like you said, like, this big spectacle draw of an event type of thing, where it was more of an event than a wrestling show.
And it really was. And anyone fell, this is my prediction, take it for what it is, he won't sell 81,000 tickets again, but he'll get close. They're flying again. They're flying out the door, based on the stars, and based, I think a lot of it is to do with Ospreay signing as well. You know, Ospreay is obviously...
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Announcing Ospreay signing to AEW right before you get the tickets back on sale for All In to London was a very smart play by one Tony Khan.
Yeah. I don't say that very often.
Me either, David. Me either. Okay, guys. Who is your best tag team of the year 2023? And David, I might shock you who I picked. I think Ashley will figure out who I've got. So who wants to go first?
So I went with maybe a tag team that I need to watch a little more of, but I have seen a few of their matches from this year. And they have just been absolutely on fire in their promotion, and that's Impact's Ace Austin and Chris Bay, ABC. Phenomenal. Impact has a lot of really great young talent there, and these two guys are, like, leading the charge, in my opinion.
Great choice.
A very nice choice. They are killing it in Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling quietly had one of the best 2023s, and going into their transition back to total nonstop wrestling in 2024, we might need to keep our eyes on that company.
Actually, yeah, we're going to be talking about that.
Okay, so my tag team of 2023 wasn't a tag team for the full year, but when they got together, it was magic. They caught lightning in a bottle. I'm going Adam Cole, baby, and everybody's favorite scumbag, MJF. They are my favorite tag team / best tag team of 2023.
Well, let me put things where I get back on the wrestling. I'm going to Prison Guild Veterans, because I think now that they've been kicked out of NXT, they're just going to go from straight across Europe and maybe come back to another, shall we say, American company. I've seen so many times. You know, normally it's the FTR takeaway with this, but I'm asking what place we've all gone fairly thoughtful, what certainly me last meal.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm just a prisoner of the moment, baby. Okay, let's move on to best wrestling promotion in 2023. Ashley, where do you want to start?
I went with Impact / TNA. I think they quietly had a very great year, pay-per-view after pay-per-view. Great young signing after great young signing, generating all of this buzz and interest for themselves in a positive manner with this rebranding back to TNA. I think they're going to be, like, the promotion to be checking out in 2024. Everybody knows I'm a big AEW fan. I'd love to put AEW here. I feel like they've had some really big pitfalls this year, along with some really great highs, but Impact just kind of quietly killing it, and with not much fanfare, to be honest. But it can't be understated, in my opinion, what they're doing right now.
That is a brilliant, brilliant point. A really, really good point. And if they could only just get a little bit more of a bigger audience, eyes on the live event, I have to say, I've watched more of it, and it's definitely, the quality is improved tremendously.
I feel like that's one of the biggest things holding them back is, like, this like kind of like smaller channel that owns them and not being able to broadcast to as many people as they should be. But if they could get on something even slightly bigger than where they are, I think they would be doing fantastic.
I think that's the point, because you look at the product at the moment and you look at where it's been performed in front of, and you're a casual fan, you're going to go, oh, now it's nothing's changed. when actually the in-ring product has changed for the better. I'm going to go traditional here, and I never ever thought I would ever say this on any of these podcasts. My promise is, no, I never did. Genuinely never did. But I'm going to go with the WWE. I think they've had a consistent pay-per-views being better overall. Obviously, the less of a Vince influence, more of a Hunter influence, is obvious. The return, the emergence of LA Knight, the return of Punk, finally the return of Orton and Seth Rollins. You put all those in the mix. You know, they've had a good year. They've had a good year. SmackDown has become my program that I must miss. Used to be Dynamite, and now it's SmackDown. I never ever thought I'd say this. I don't go on Wednesday night without getting the UK titles anymore. Through watching it, I watch it fast forward and not live anymore. Whereas SmackDown, I don't miss.
You know, David, pretty well said. WWE has had one of the best years since we had this podcast going. Usually, WWE would be on the other side of this award show where we go like, oh, this is bad, that's bad. They really turned it around this year, and I think it has a lot to do with Endeavor and the fact that Triple H has his hands on the controls and creative. Okay, so my promotion of 2023, I have only known of this promotion for about a year now because we had their women's champion on our podcast about a year ago. I'm going over to Berlin, Germany. It's the German Wrestling Federation. You can catch their shows on YouTube, usually on a Sunday afternoon, about 12 Eastern. It's one of the best produced. They have production levels of NXT. They have one of the best crowds. The bar they televise their shows from looks amazing. The crowd's always into it. And I don't know a word of German, but from the reaction of the crowd, they get me into the show every time I watch.
Yeah, good choice, mate. I'll argue with that.
Best female professional wrestler of 2023.
I'll go Rhea. Said it before, everything I said earlier about a breakout. Rhea in the UK. You're not living in the UK and you don't know who this lady is. YouTube has stuff from Brad and ICW. You will not regret it.
All I got to say about that, David, is ICW match, Molly Spartan versus Rhea. All you need to do is watch this match. You'll understand why me and David are pounding this desk for this lady.
Yes. She needs to come to the stage quickly and develop her talent because she's head and shoulders now above a lot of the female wrestlers that we see week in, week out on WWE and AEW. I don't make that lightly.
True. Ashley, who is your best female wrestler of 2023?
I went with the Ring of Honor Women's Champion, Athena.
Yes, she is the lady that is holding up the house that is ROH, and she is the best thing on that TV show week in, week out, and David is pulling his hair out right now.
I haven't got any, mate. I'm borrowing your beard in 2 weeks.
Okay. She's just been killing it. I think absolutely carrying what they've been doing on Ring of Honor, and I can't say enough good things about her.
So my choice for female professional wrestler of 2023, I'm going to the WWE, is Rhea Ripley. I don't care who she faces. I want to see this match. I want her to keep her title as long as she can until maybe Charlotte Flair gets back from her injury later in 2024 and we can have that match and she can beat Charlotte Flair and we can continue with the female version of Roman Reigns and Rhea Ripley.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, here comes one of the more difficult categories for us to pick. It's best male wrestler of 2023. I feel like there's two camps. So, David, which camp are you in?
Do you really have to ask me that?
I'm legally required to ask this because this is my award show and I ask the questions.
There is only one right answer to this, and each from Essex.
One, Widow Ospreay is David's choice for best professional wrestler of 2023.
This isn't a card. Please don't think ill of me for saying it. When you look down Meltzer's list, he appears more time of the top 20 graded wrestling matches of this year, and he appears more time than anyone. That's just, you know, that says it.
Right. Ashley, which camp are you in?
So, listen. This one. So, I think people will be okay. This one was so hard because it was between two people for me and two people with no one else really surrounding them. Obviously, I love my Bryan Danielson, but I did go with Will Ospreay. The amount of matches he has had with the level of talent that it has been with, the scale of which it has been on, has been insane. And then capping off the year, announcing his signing with AEW, announcing his finishing up with New Japan. We know, obviously, he's not done with New Japan. He'll still be there competing and competing where and when he can. But just what an incredible, untouchable year. But obviously, honorable mentions to Bryan Danielson, because holy shit, that dude is killing it.
I still made a point on that. I adore that man. I adore Danielson. I've met him so many times, and he is a sweetheart. He is such a nice fella. Watching him develop, watching him as a talent. I'm just based on as much as I love, probably Ospreay, like you looked at him, right? Okay. The only reason I picked Ospreay this year is because the year he's had is to me undeniable. But rest assured, now I talked about the UK tiredness. Tonight on Collision, 1 a.m. our time, it's Danielson Claudia. If you don't watch that, you don't rest it.
Absolutely. I'm so excited for this.
Because you know what you're going to get? You get two people who know each other inside out. They're going to make it look realistic. They're going to be, it's killing. I love Bryan. I always have done, and I always will do. I think it'd be on my mat work.
Mine too. Absolutely. My greatest of all time.
Okay, so clearly I'm in the other camp. Okay, last year, if I remember correctly, I picked Will Ospreay to be my male wrestler of 2022. I have switched camps. I'm going over to the American Dragon. Look, he's broken his orca bone. He literally came back from that. Oh, he shattered his forearm. He came back from that. And now he's on a collision course with Okada yet again at Wrestle Kingdom. This has been one hell of a year for the American Dragon.
Truly, and if it is his last year wrestling, what a year to go out on. Because, oh my God, the match with like Rush alone was so outstanding. I'm blown away every time he wrestles.
Just wanting to retire. I don't want Tony to kill it. Because Tony's determined to have his own art moment. And I don't want it to be Bryan. Because Bryan is just wonderful. And I don't want it to be Bryan. That's what worries me. Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand completely, Dave, because this pace that he has been on and the fact he's come back so quickly from two major injuries inside of the same 6 months is something that you have.
He can't take it easy, and that's sort of been an issue with Bryan. He can't take it easy. I have to give what he can give, and it doesn't worry me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, one final good award of the year to hand out. It's the best match of 2023. And Ashley, what is the one match that you will go to every one of your wrestling fans and go like, you must see this match?
Okay, so honestly, this is why I felt a little better about picking Will Ospreay as my wrestler of the year, because Bryan Danielson was my favorite match of the year. And that is Wrestle Dreams, Bryan Danielson taking on Zack Sabre Jr. in what is, in my opinion, a technical masterpiece.
Yes, I remember us talking about this match after we saw it, and we were so glad we paid the $50 to watch that match. And I would have paid $50 alone to see Zack Sabre Jr. versus the American Dragon.
Yeah, I've watched it about three times since then.
David, what is your choice for best match of the year?
Well, half of them are Ashley's choice in there. Mine comes, the rest of Dream One would have been my second choice, obviously. Then I'm going to do Japan Pro Wrestling Raw Quest 3. Which was part of the UK tour in October this year, and Ospreay versus Zack Sabre Jr. from London.
That is a great choice as well. That card was stacked to the gild. Right. I saw the card, and the only way for us here in the States to watch it was to sign up to Repo.
Yeah.
I literally went to sign up for Repo to watch that pay-per-view.
Yeah, and that actually, if Ash probably might not have seen that might have pushed her to maybe change your mind, but there's very, very little between.
Okay, so David, can you guess my match of the year?
I'm going to go for Wrestle Kingdom.
You are incorrect, sir. I'm going back to March. I'm going back to April. I'm going to Progress Wrestling. I'm going to Heavy Metal. I'm going to the Progress World Title Match inside of a steel cage. The first time ever Progress had a steel cage match. Carnival versus Spike Trevay. And oh, by the way, Tom Dawkins / Carnival wrestled the last 20 minutes of that match with 3 fractures in his foot. So yes, the Progress World Title Match between Spike Trevay and Carnival is my choice for best match of the year. And it's just a great match on paper. And it's also a great match when you see two professionals looking in the ring going like, okay, something majorly bad has gone on. Where do we go now? They calmly decide to make this match finish and give us a good finish to this match as Spike Trevay picks up Kara and nails him with Madame Guillotine, Kara Noir's own move to retain the title. If you haven't seen this match, go sign up for the Man Progress. Watch this chapter. It's well worth it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, David has to step away before we can go to the other side of the coin and do his bad of 2023. We'll have it once he comes over to Knoxville, and we'll do it in person, and we'll have it as a special podcast by itself. We'll talk about David's worst of 2023 and 2024. But David, why don't you wish everybody a happy 2024 before you go?
Hey, guys, every single one that still follows now, should and actually keep doing so. Have a great Christmas. Have a great 2024. And the next time I see you, slap feet to you. Oh, sorry, Ashley's just got a cat up here in front of it. It looks lovely. Have a great 2024. He listened to Radio Free. The next time I speak, slap thing you will be a special with Sean and myself. I can't believe it. We're actually going to meet after all this time. I'm not sure who's more nervous, Sean or myself, or the staff in the hotel that I'm like staying. But I can't wait. January the 5th, I hit Knoxville. I'm really looking forward.
I can't wait. We can't wait to host you here in the wonderful city of Knoxville in 2024. David, I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
They're coming to worry about you now, Sean.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas!
Christina here. On behalf of the guys, thanks for listening. Like the show? Do us a favor and share it with a friend. Have a stunning question? Email it to the show at radiofreeprowrestling@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Radio Free Pro Wrestling. Stay stunningly.